This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome to the Politics by Faith Morning Motivation. Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. In light of the Tyree Nichols story, which we'll get into more detail in a long-form episode soon, it's worth taking time here to review the fact that the concept of race is really stupid, and I'm sick of it being a thing. This week, I'm going to steal an outline from the great Daryl B. Harrison, One Humanity, One Depravity, One Remedy, One Community. This will all make sense at the end of the week. But the first thing we need to do is to dispel this entire concept of race, which is a very new modern phenomenon, and I'd like it to go away. It's so prevalent today, this obsession with race, that we think it's always been this way. It's never been this way. It needs to stop being a thing. And it's really important to pull a Toto here and pull back the curtain of the great Wizard of Oz so we can realize that race is not this grand concept, this grand truth that we all need to bow down to and honor. It is absolutely pointless. You want to know where it came from? It comes from a scientist, Johann Blumenbach. He's a German scientist who grouped people into five races. You got your people from the Caucasus Mountain region, in very Eastern Europe. That's why white people are called Caucasian. If that's not the stupidest thing you've ever heard, just there, stop. We can stop there. White people are called Caucasian. Why? You have your, so you got your Caucasian, you got your Mongolians. It's like your Asian Chinese. Your Sub-Saharan Africans. Americans, that's North and South American. And Malayan is your, the rest of Asia. So that's all stupid. Then you got this sign. That's late 1700s. Then you got this guy, Samuel Morton. Look him up. I'm not making this up. He got a bunch of skulls from each of those different five races. And he put mustard seeds in each of the skulls and determined that the skulls from the people from the Caucasus Mountain region were the biggest. And as everyone knows, the bigger the skull, the bigger the brain. Therefore, the smarter and superior the race. Voila. Could you think of a stupider experiment and a stupider conclusion than that? But you know what that was? The science. We can't question the science. It was the science. It was consensus. And science is never wrong. Darwin was very influential here. Origin of the Species was published in 1859. Now, he never used the word survival of the fittest. That's interesting. Charles Darwin never used that word, but it was attributed to him and his ideas. And people started thinking, well, geez, if this is true for animals, if this survival of the fittest is true for animals, then it's true for humans too. And white people are taking over. Therefore, we are superior. 1884, a dean at Harvard, he was a paleontologist, Nathaniel Shaler, he said blacks were becoming extinct. It was just this idea that it's a black inferiority. It's supported by the science. This is all natural order, social Darwinism in action. Black people are inferior and less than, thank you, the science. It is all nonsense, absolute nonsense that all of this is still based on. Paul in Acts 17. He says, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. He made from one man. We're all from one man. Is it any surprise that when you take away the Bible and Genesis and the beginning of humanity, that you end up getting this idea of different races, different, right? If we all come from monkeys and like different monkeys, then we're a different level of people and all stuff, right? You can see how the science and this, that science worldview leads to this race-based inferior, superior line of thinking versus we all come from one man and we are all made in his image. Do you see the different worldviews and where they continue on very different trajectories? So tomorrow we'll talk. If you want to put a stop to this, we'll focus on step one, the one humanity. Focus on that and we can make all this go away.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.